Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Juan Ayala, please?
Okay.
Okay, sir. Okay, just for qualification purpose for this survey, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
All right. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be like a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote? Okay, thank you.
Will.
All right,
will,
sir, and just for qualification purposes for this survey, what is your age?
58.
Okay. And just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
Hispanic.
Okay. All right, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
I probably independent. I look at both.
Independent. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And now thinking about the direction, you know, the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country's headed?
Well, I don't know where the country's headed, but I'm pretty satisfied now.
So very satisfied, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Marie Glossenkamp Perez is handling her job as congresswoman?
You know, I don't know much about her, so I don't have an opinion on that.
Okay, no problem. And, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I think he's doing a great job.
Would that be a strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve. There's a few things that I don't approve, but
okay.
You know, they have to do with it. Yeah.
Okay, and thinking about the issues, you know, the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress, you know, to focus on? You can allow two to be the most important to you, okay? The first one would be growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, combating threats to our democracy, climate change and protecting the environment, reducing crime and gun violence, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, border security, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, fighting inflation and lowering the cost, or improving K-12 education.
You made it tough, man.
The most important to you.
I think our economy and keeping our democracy safe.
Okay, so be protect. Combating threats to our democracy, and you said the other one.
The economy. Yeah, the economy.
Economy, growing the economy and creating jobs. All right. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, okay, like a neutral. But you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Joe Kent.
You know, I'm not familiar. I'm more familiar with the federal than the state.
Okay,
so
would you say 50,
neutral. I don't know.
50, neutral.
50.
Okay,
yeah.
What about Marie Glossenkamp Perez?
No, 50. Again, I don't know much about her.
Okay, Maria Cantwell.
Again, 50.
50. Donald Trump.
0.
Joe Biden?
I'll give him a 65, 70. 70.
70. Okay. Raul Garcia?
50. I don't know anything about him.
Okay. What about woke liberals in Congress?
Who?
Woke liberals in Congress?
I don't know. 50. I don't know anything about it.
Okay. Never heard of him. So I can put never heard. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
What about MAGA Republicans?
Zero.
Okay, zero. All right, thank you. Okay, sir, now if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Okay, and if the election for Congress in Washington, you know, 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez for Congress?
What's Marie? Is she the Republican or a Democrat? I don't know much about him.
She's a Democrat. She's a Democrat.
Yeah, I'll probably go
Democrat Marie.
Yeah.
Okay, so Marie. Okay, all right. All right, sir, even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support, you know, him for Congress in November 2024? Is there like a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
No chance at all.
No chance. Okay. Okay, now I'd like to ask you some qualities and attributes that some people, you know, consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important it is to you on a scale from 0 to 10, okay, where 0 means that you don't think it's important at all, 5, you think somewhat important, and then 10 means that you extremely think it's important quality or attribute, okay, in your member of Congress, but you may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, the first one says, a leader who will fight back against the threats to our rights and freedom.
10.
10, okay. A leader who understands our way of life in southwestern Washington and will work to protect it.
10.
Someone who will defend abortion and women's right to choose.
10.
Someone you can trust.
Well, 10, of course.
And a fighter for the working class.
10.
Okay. All right, sir. And, now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made, you know, about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking about Marie Glusenkamp-Perez. Please rate me each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is very convincing reason to support Marie Glusenkamp-Perez for Congress. 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 10. The first one says, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez isn't afraid of hard work. You know, she and her husband own a small auto shop, and she had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House's Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loans and support for small producers. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
I would say it's convincing. I would say 8.
8, okay. All right, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez is taking on big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above the voters' well-being, but Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs, you know, $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. Would you say that's not convincing somewhat or very convincing?
Everybody's trying to do that and nobody's able to do it. I would say a 7.
7. Okay. And the last one says, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez believes, you know, we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs, so the young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. Not convincing at all, somewhat, or very convincing?
Very convincing.
What number would you give it from 0 to 10, sir?
I would say a 9.
A 9. Okay, thank you. All right, sir, sometimes over the course of the survey, you know, people change their mind. It's okay if you did. But I'd like to ask you again, if the election for Congress of 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
I would vote for Maria.
Okay, Marie. All right, and all right, sir, we almost pretty much done with this survey. I really appreciate your help and time, okay? Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, we're talking about Joe Kent, okay? Others will hear statements about the other candidate. Okay, please rate me on the statement from 0 to 10. With 10 means that statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, okay? But you can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections, and he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part of the ridiculous election fraud, you know, lawsuit here in Washington State, claiming Jace Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Kopp is governor. Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are, you know, a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections. Would you say that gives you no doubts about supporting him, some doubts, or serious doubts from 0 to 10?
No, serious doubts. 10 is 0 doubts, right?
Well, 0 is like when you don't have no doubts that you're still going to support him no matter what, okay?
Oh, no,
10
is... I doubt it. I'm
okay, so be one number from 8, 9, 10, that's the highest one.
10.
10. Okay. All right. And the last one say we need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is a Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that will make it, you know, quote, Antifa superhighway. Unquote, and you know that Democrats will use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense. How does any of that help with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense. Nonsense. Would you say that gives you no doubts, some doubts, or serious doubts?
Serious doubts. And
okay. All right. All right, sir, and after hearing more about Joe Kent, okay, would you say that you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Less likely.
Would that be much less likely or just somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Okay, given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress? Just in a few words, you can tell me that.
No, he's a Republican, he probably supports Trump.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
okay, you think because he's a Republican?
Well, yeah, I mean, who doesn't? I mean, how many Republicans do you know that do not support Trump?
Okay. And he supports Trump.
Like the theory, you know, the theories they have. Of Antifa and liberals and all that. And, yeah. But,
okay.
He doesn't believe the election, you know, it was just like rigged and, you know, the governor, the White House.
Okay. All right, sir. And, the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
It was, probably 4 years of college, Central Washington University.
So some college or vocational certificate?
College. Some college.
Okay. All right, so now you're married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay. Okay, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No children. Okay, and thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Some conservative.
Somewhat conservative, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so then how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Probably 3 or 4 times a year.
Okay, so be several times a year, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time. Okay, you have a great evening, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.